Oh yes, we made it, buddy. Wow, it's Andrew Cardazzi. Is it beautiful,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, you said it very well.
Because you have a beautiful name. It's fun when you're a comedian. Me, it's Sébastien Bourgault, you know?
Really?
You're Andrew Cardazzi. Like, it's like Kardashian, you know? It's like you're from Los Angeles, buddy.
I've heard people say that before.
Welcome to No BS with SB.
I love it.
You work hard. I'm going to just look if everything is great, if we can... Okay, oh yes, amazing. Because, you know, I'm the producer. I'm the light man. I'm the host.
The booking. Hour.
Oh, one second, my agent just called me. Fuck you. Okay, sorry. Do you have an agent? Okay. Hey.
He's fruity too.
So, welcome, man.
Thank you for having me. Seriously, I'm really glad to be here.
I'm happy because I do a podcast because I want to show to the world that in Montreal, it's not only just for laugh. You know, yes. We have great comic. Sometimes we have superstars. Sometimes we have pro. Sometimes we have rookie. Because how long you do comedy?
I just 2 years now.
Wow. And you have the worst and the best night of comedy. I don't know how to say that. Huh? Because we're going to explain it.
Yeah,
it's an Eckler show.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I'm doing it later, so I'm so excited.
Oh, it's tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see. I was supposed to be there. I think.
Still come if you want.
No, because I'm sick, man.
Feeling better?
Yeah, no, man, sick, like, now, yeah, I feel better. Tomorrow, I'm going to go see the opto.
Oh, okay.
Because I have a virus in my eyes, and I never use glass, you know.
Okay.
And this is, look, I can see, it's a 1992 glass, who I sit 1,000 times on, and I don't have choice to use it, because if no, I will not say, oh, I see.
Oh, that's how you look like.
Okay. Are you Amarez? You know what I mean? So, for me, it's impossible to do comedy with glass.
Okay.
Impossible. For you?
Yeah, no, pardon me.
You don't have a contact
lens? No, I'm scared of putting something in my eye. I don't know how people...
Yeah, me, it's more in the ass.
Stab.
Me, it's more in the ass.
Oh, that's your fear.
It's more in the eyes.
Yeah.
It's weird, huh? So, it's why. And you have beautiful glass. I saw more here, and, you know, it would be impossible for me to do comedy with my glass. And not because it's ugly, but it's because I don't feel comfortable, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand.
So, but it's a reminder, like, to not use too much contact lens, because now I'm going to put only when I go out and buy new glass like you, you know?
I think big glasses, like, make people look good in general.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, a simple thing to do.
I know.
I don't know. I want to get laser surgery.
Okay.
To fix my eyes. And apparently wearing contacts is not good for that. But...
And you know what? Somebody died last year. I was so scared. A lady get the laser.
Okay.
And she said the laser give her some headache so hard in her head. She suicided herself.
What?
Yeah. Go to the news.
News.com.
No. Go see the... No. It's true. Good. The lady... Surgery,
yeah,
eyes,
I believe it's
suicide.
That's
I don't know.
Scary.
And she was not a... She was a weather news girl. So she was very important.
Okay,
she was not anybody. And she made a video. Like, I don't know what's happened. I can't sleep. My eyes burn inside. It's the nightmare. And the day after, she suicidal. And I was like, so
sad.
Pain. Sad, yeah.
Sad, yeah.
And because I thought about that, to do that, the laser.
Yeah. Well, I know people who have done it and it's gone really well.
Yeah.
So, like, I still
want to do it. One person, but I don't want to be the one person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now I have to kill myself. Shit. Okay.
I should put a G.I. Joe in my ass. You know? So, let's talk about who you are, man.
Sure.
So, you said you started coming in 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Well, I want to say a year and a half ago, because for the first 6 months, I did it so irregularly.
No, I know, but...
But technically 2 years ago.
To go on stage.
Yeah.
It's 2 years.
2 years.
Never did comedy before.
No, that's not true.
No BS with this.
No BS, you're right. I like to tell people this, but it's true, you're right. When I was 12...
Oh, bello. 12.
I know, that's why. Technically...
So how old are you?
I'm 27.
27.
Yeah.
So 12 years old, you did the theater,
I did one time, a school thing, I plagiarized all my jokes, just found them on Google, I was 12, I didn't know any better.
I know.
And also Google...
Seinfeld joke? What kind of joke it was?
No, it was
like Reader's Digest joke?
Reader Digest. No, it was like actually pretty decent jokes, but like the internet back then was different. So you had to do a lot of research.
It was not working.
No, it was raw research, so no one would know what was plagiarized.
You know? So you find jokes on the internet.
I found jokes on the internet and I performed it in front of like...
So why you did at 12 years old a set of jokes?
Because the school was doing like a talent show and everyone did singing and I'm like, I can't sing. I don't want to sing. And I was like, but I want to do something. I'm an attention whore. So
like me?
Yeah, like you. I think all comedians are a bit of an attention whore.
We need attention. But we do. You know already at 12 years old you need attention.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You have a brother and sister?
I have a younger brother.
And so who you want to impress, your mother or your father?
Both of them. They don't really love me either.
Oh, it's rare.
I have a whole bit about how my parents love my brother more than they
exactly.
love me.
Exactly. Yeah, three sisters. Imagine. I'm not the favorite.
Sebastian who?
Exactly. No, it's Stefan.
Stefan.
Stefan who? Hey, guys, you name me Sebastian. Why you call me Stefan? Because we are shame on you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay. So, you 12 years old. So, what's 12 years old? It's sixième année?
What? Exactly.
It's before the college?
Yeah, exactly. It was like...
Okay,
it
was lip sync.
Really?
At the time, it was very popular, and I did Run DMC. Mary, Mary, a song of Run DMC. And I did a lip sync.
Okay.
You know, you have a lot of guts, though. You could, because lip sync, it's lip sync, you know? You find joke at 12 years old. Think about that.
Yeah.
Find joke on Google. No, I don't think Google was there, but it was...
I'm not sure if it was Google. I think it was Yahoo.
I
think I used Yahoo.
So you find joke.
I was like jokes online and...
Oh, no, I think I did. No, you... My first year in college, I did a set on stage and people threw me cents because I was not good.
Really?
It traumatized me, man.
I'm not good for you to stick doing this.
I would feel so... They don't exist anymore, you know?
Yeah.
But I was not funny, but to throw me cents. And a lot, not just one cents, like a lot. It's just, what the fuck?
It's the premier at four? It was your first time?
Yes, it was first
time. Oh my God, that's traumatizing.
It's college, huh?
Oh my God.
First year of college, I have like what?
14? 18?
Because college in French...
Oh, okay.
High school.
So, yeah, you're 13, 14. Yeah.
So, my first year.
First year.
14, I think. So, you're 12 years old, 12. Wrote joke, refined joke.
I found jokes.
How many people was there?
It was about 400, 500.
And you know what? It's cool, eh?
Oh, yeah.
If you bomb, you're screwed for the last 5 years.
I feel like it's also because you're a kid. Like, I screwed up one of my jokes. I completely screwed up. Like, I said the punchline in the middle by accident. I fucked it up. And I still got laughs. I don't know why. It was just, like, maybe my response.
Okay.
Like, how I said it that was funny.
Yes. Because are you a positive guy?
In general, yeah.
So you arrived, like, pumped, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I was excited. And okay.
The time you bombed?
I knew I said my joke badly. The whole set, it was like, what, I did 6 minutes?
Yeah.
The whole six, it was fine. But one joke, I bombed. Like, I said the wrong punchline.
But at the end, the result was?
It was good, overall, yeah.
Did you win?
There was no competition. It was just like, if you want to do it, sign up.
Oh, it was, okay. So, all your friend was proud?
Yeah.
Did you feel like respect? Did you find your, people say, oh, you're the funny guy? In the school, did you find your way right away? Like, this guy is a funny guy?
That's funny. Yeah, I think yes. Because it was towards the end of the elementary school year, because then afterwards we went to high school, right?
Oh, it was the end of the last...
The end of the last year. So, like, my friends already knew
I was funny.
You don't
have time to have sex.
I don't have time
to, like... use that to have sex, man.
Shit, I should have...
No, it's true, man.
I'm gonna take this note, okay?
No, cry at
funny,
all.
Have sex,
no,
got you.
No, you should, because of... No, it's true. It's the end.
Yeah, no. So I missed summer. In high school, I never did comedy. And I regret it because I even had teachers who would give like awards to students and I would get a reward for being like funniest kid in the class.
No improv. No theater.
Actually, no. I tried to do
Stop
improv.
Stop lying, buddy.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Because I applied for the improv and I got rejected. They're like, no, you're not good enough. I'm like,
you're not good enough to improv nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're just like, no, you're not good enough.
I'm so how did you respond with this reject?
Besides crying?
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. I was a little bit upset, but then I was just like, okay, I have better things to do. So
like what? Like to throw a rock on the window?
Yes, no. I was a studious nerdy kid.
You're nerdy. Yeah, you're not a delinquent.
No, no, I mean, that's funny.
What is delinquent? Is it delinquent?
Yeah, delinquent, yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm bilingual. I'm better than ever. Sometimes I say, wow, I did it.
The man.
Just reject, but you're already a nerd, so you know what is rejection.
Yeah, and I kind of liked being the nerd.
Really?
I remember thinking to myself, like, I don't want to stand out. I just want to do my own nerdy shit.
Wow.
Yeah. And
nerds who know is nerds. It was rare at the time. You're avant-gardist, man. Avant-gardist. You know?
No.
Because I know I was not the most popular. Mm. But I was not the bullying. I was in the middle, you know?
Right.
So you're the nerds.
But I got well.
By choice.
Right.
By choice. Not having weapon to be the guy.
No, I had a lot of friends who were like the cool kids. Okay. But for some reason, I just got along better with the nerdy guys. Okay. So I didn't want to be the cool kid. Like, first day of high school, I was with the kids. We were like smoking behind the St. Subide, and they were having sex at 13. And I'm just like, okay, I don't want to smoke. I'm cool. Thanks. You read Batman comics? Let me join your table.
But I want the Saint Subide.
Yeah. Yeah, look at me. Of course, I'm mostly Saint Subide.
Me too. Okay, so the high school was great for you?
Overall, yeah.
You know. So yeah. Did you know already that it was your destiny, or you just remind yourself that, oh, I did a show when I was young, but are you always knew after that someday you're going to be a comedian?
So I feel like I should have known, because like the reason why I did stand-up comedy when I was sixth grade is because my dad is a very funny person.
Okay.
And I remember even being like 3 years old and everyone laughing. I'm like, why are they laughing? What is this joke? What is a joke?
Yeah.
And I remember like watching like cartoon TV, listening to the jokes. And
yeah.
I went to Just for Laughs.
So it's your father, because my father was funny too, and I want to compete with him, you know?
Yeah, same. And now I feel like I'm funnier than him.
Eventually. Oh yeah, for
sure. I'm like, Dad, stop talking. It's my turn now.
Yeah, sometimes he explained me a joke. I said, let
the professional work.
Yeah, exactly.
And so yeah, I was always like, the word in English is enamored. Like I was like fascinated by jokes and stories.
Yeah.
And then I did stand up, and I was always.
Whoa! I did stand up when?
Sixth grade.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess
I think you're a genius at the time, and you don't know, huh?
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, no, listen, no YouTube channel, no Netflix, no TV, you don't know comedy.
But I was still going to Just for Laughs every year, right?
At 12 years old.
Yeah.
No, man, you know my point? My point is you're 12 years old.
Yeah.
You find jokes.
Oh, okay.
You learn the jokes.
Yeah.
You go front of people, okay, from 500 kids, okay? It's not, you don't need to do that.
Right.
It's yourself who do
yeah,
that.
I
you
want
know? It's not the theater, the course who said you need to do something on stage. But
right.
yourself. You know, nobody push you. Okay? Think about that.
Yeah, no.
You do that all your you go on stage and you say, oh, why am I here? No, you take the mic and you do the joke and you remember one joke you did in well. But for the rest, people say, hey, it was fun, bravo.
Yeah.
12 years old.
Yeah.
For me I think it was meant to be for you.
Yeah, thanks. No, even in high school.
No, don't take me, man. It's not. I don't want you to say thanks. I just want you to understand what I said. You know, David Brennan. It's another comedian in Ottawa, and him at 17 years old did the same thing. He went to a comedy club. He sit there. He watch. He start to run his own joke.
Yeah.
Go on stage and he bomb. You know. He said, "What? 17 years old."
But I wish I did
you
that.
12 years old.
But I did it once at 12. And like in high school, I kept on being the funny guy in class. I had teachers give awards, and like I'll be like second funniest class. Second funniest, not first, but second, whatever. And like I felt like I was doing that, and then I would always tell myself, "I have to go in comedy. I want to do comedy." But I never did. And I don't know why. And then eventually...
Oh, but it's scary. It's very scary. When you take age, you're more lazy. You're more scary. You're more pussy, you know?
I guess.
Because 12 years old, tabarnak, see?
I didn't
by yourself, by like, yourself. Think about that.
Yeah. I was 25 when I finally said, I'm going to do comedy. And that's only because I have a friend of mine who wasn't even the funniest person in the friend group who was doing comedy. I'm like, you're doing comedy? Fuck you. If you could do comedy, I could do fucking comedy. And
okay, so when did you realize, is this in the high school you realized? I said, I want to do a show. In, when is your next show after that?
When I was 25.
So yeah. 13 years later.
13 years later. Like, I've always loved comedy. I would watch comedy. And like now, as a comedian, I think to myself, I'm like, fuck, I was destined to do this.
Yes, but it's my point.
But...
Sorry, it's my agent. No. Do you have a manager?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Okay, sorry.
He's as fruity as yours, and maybe we'll talk. So yeah, now 13 years later, and I'm kind of like mad at my younger self. Like, fuck, you had all those signs and all those hints, and you did it when you were 12. You might as well have done it again.
Maybe for me, it's not a reproche. What is a? It's I don't. What is reproche in English?
You don't feel bad.
No. It's not. What is the word? People say already the words. Calm down, guys. Reprocher quelque chose. You know, blame.
Blame. Yeah.
I don't want you blame yourself about that. I just want you recognize that this is a talent.
Oh, thank
you. When you're 12 years old and you do my, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I was proud to say that I do lip sync when I was young, but it's nothing if I compare. You have a lot of guts, and so 25 years old, where you were in a shitty bar drinking beer, said I want to do something in my life with my life.
I was 25 and I was like, I have a job that I don't really care about.
Yeah.
And I've always liked comedy, and if I had a friend who was doing it, and again, I find it very funny.
So remember where you are? Is it in Montreal?
Yeah, it's
where you sit with the guy and he's funny, you know, you do comedy, and he said, I'm more funny than you, man.
So he was doing comedy for like a year before.
Okay, he still exists?
Yeah, he still exists.
What is his name?
His name's Claudio Capri. He's a great guy. Ooh. Claudio Capri.
Shout out to Claudio.
Claudio.
No shout out for him. Shout out to him.
Shout out to Claudio.
Okay. Claudio do comedy.
He did
comedy. I know why you don't want to say his name, because you said you're more funny than him. Now everybody knows. But you're right.
I've been friends with him for like 10 plus years.
No, I know.
Like, he's a great guy.
So this guy, he do comedy.
He did comedy, and I remember thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm funnier than you. Why am I not doing this, right? And I don't mean it like he's not funny. I understand.
Always compare each other.
And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, man, if he has the balls to do it, what the fuck am I not doing
exactly
it? And it took me a year, too. Like, that's how much of a pussy I was.
Yes.
Like, it took me a long time to be like, no, what the fuck? If you're doing it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I asked him, like, where are you doing it? And he brought me to this... this room.
Which room?
It was UCC. It was a room.
UCC. It's like a right place.
It looks that way.
What is
UCC? It was on Decarie. It was a like small bar.
The name was UCC.
Yeah.
The bar.
No, the bar. I forgot the name of the bar. Okay.
But what? UCC is the name of the show.
The production. Yeah.
Like, it's a welcome to the UCC fight.
Ah, that's
let's pretty, bump together.
Hey, you made something that's not cool with that statement. There you go. I just did that for.
So what is UCC? What is what does it mean?
I don't know. It's United Comedy.
United Comedy
Crew, I think.
Comedy.
I don't remember.
Crap.
I don't Union remember. I would comedy, have to Google it.
Union Comedy Crap.
There you go.
UCC don't exist.
I think it moved and it's called the Topaz now.
It moved and UCP.
UPS.
Okay, so you go there. You go there.
So I went there and
with Claudio.
Yeah, with Claudio. And the first time I just saw Claudio, and then I spoke to the organizers, and the guy gave me a shot the next show.
Oh, the next show.
Yeah.
So it's an open mic night? What is it?
Yeah, it was a Saturday open mic.
Okay.
And
UCC, is it Richard Mullen?
Yeah.
Shout out to Richard Mullen with your UCC. It was on not too far from McDonald's, where the show is. What is the because I did this room.
There was a McDonald's nearby. Yeah, it was like
UCC was on
Vincent
Arena.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember I went there, he sleep during my set. Thanks, Richard. So you go there.
Yeah.
He gave you a spot for the next week.
So, give me a spot for
how
next
did
week.
You live your week? Remember?
Because I had one joke in mind, and then like that next week was just like writing nonstop.
Okay.
And like, so I had to have 5 minutes. and it went really well. And then
did you go there?
Yeah, I went there.
To the UCC?
To the UCC.
Do you remember where you were in the lineup?
No. I was like, I think...
You don't remember where you were in the lineup?
I think I was middle because... Okay,
and Richard Modern host? Remember
who
hosted?
He didn't talk. It was,
he was sleeping at the back. Who hosted?
I don't think he hosted. I think he might have headlined. And I don't remember.
You don't remember?
But I know who hosted.
Do you remember? You're here now?
Where am I?
You remember now. Yeah.
Who am I?
You know what I mean? You don't remember.
No, I was middle.
Who presented yourself?
I do know who hosted me. It was a girl named Eva. I can't remember her last name. Eva. She's Greek. Her last name is very Greek.
Eva UCC?
Eva UCC. Okay.
So shout out to Eva.
The comedians in Montreal know who she is.
Okay.
And she's very sweet. She's very funny.
Okay. So you go. She present you like it's your first show.
Yeah. So this guy is his first time performing.
Wow. Andrew Cardazzi.
Andrew Cardazzi.
You arrived there. What's happened?
And I got heckled. Believe it or not.
Wait, you right just away. Arrived?
Yeah.
By Richard?
No. By an audience member.
Really?
Yeah.
And why?
Because my. Now my jokes are all about like dirty stuff, but back then my
jokes were a dirty guy.
No, now it is. Now before it okay. wasn't. Before it was very like my family doesn't love me, and here's why. And yeah, it's great. And so I mentioned how like.
If I damn, they said you suck.
No, I was like everyone loves my brother more, and then this girl's like, where's your brother? Yeah, it was like a stupid heckle. It wasn't even a good heckle. Like, I wish it was a good heckle. It's my first time performing, and I'm like, I'm not expecting to even get heckled at this point, right?
No, I know.
Like,
give me a break.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, anyway, so my brother, and then she repeated. She's like,
where's your brother?
Is he here? Where is he? And then I'm like, no, you want to talk? Here you go.
You say
and,
that?
Yeah, I'm like, I do this. And in hindsight, it's probably the best thing I could have done.
No.
But I go like this. But it actually worked out because when I did this, I smiled and someone took a picture and they had like a really fancy camera. And like now every time people also use like a picture of me, they end up using that picture because it's actually a really good picture of me.
Oh, so you should send me the picture because I never saw this picture.
Yeah, so I use it on Facebook and the Nest uses it too. So it's like turns out to be a really good picture of me. And I'm like in that moment of me getting heckled.
It's funny, like the first show you get Eckler.
Yeah.
And your comedy night, it's Eckler night.
Yeah, that's much later.
Is it a big coincidence?
No.
You know what I mean?
I create shows based off things I like or.
Well, but it's a coincidence. It's not like when I'm gonna be enough good, I'm gonna start our Eckler night.
I don't think I did that. No.
No. Okay, so we're gonna talk about that.
Yeah,
so,
we'll talk about that in a bit.
Because me, rarely I get Eckler.
Right.
And if somebody Eckler me, good luck.
Right.
But. Not when I started coming in English because I was only able to remember my stuff in English because I'm French.
Right.
But now, if you éclair me in English, I don't care anymore.
You don't care.
But when I so you never thought about that because you have to remember your joke. You have to go on stage.
Yeah.
Took a lot of time. You know, you to said I'm not a pussy. I can do it. And the second time you talk, you get éclair. Yeah. Where's your brother? And you did that. You got a picture, but I don't understand why the lady stopped.
It was sort of like she didn't want to talk on stage.
No, I know.
So
she shut up.
She shut up.
She
yeah.
never said, "Where's your brother?"
After I did this, she stopped.
Okay, but are you lost in your with your joke now?
No.
Can you remember your joke?
I have a pretty good memory. I stayed back on track.
Okay.
And
so you finished your number.
I finished my number.
How did you feel when you get out?
It was great. No, it's one of those things where you do it and you're just like, I can't wait to do this again.
Did you remember when you get out, the guy at 12 years old was the same feeling? Remember the feeling?
I honestly felt better.
Why?
Because the first time I didn't do my own jokes.
Okay. No.
I used other people's jokes. So it was just nice having the attention. It's like, oh, yes, this feels good.
Yeah.
But now I'm getting attention over things I came up with.
Yeah.
And it changes everything.
Okay, but at 12 years old, you did not say that to yourself. Oh, it was great, but it was not my joke. Because at the time, you didn't know that. You know that now, that you're more happy because it's your joke and you are 25 years old. You know what
right.
I mean? Because at 12 years old, you don't know you cheat.
I think I did. I think I had a sense Because my, again, my dad's a very funny guy. He came up with his jokes, right? So
you sure it was his joke, by the way?
I don't know.
You don't know it was his joke. You know, I realized
my dad's in the corner, always plagiarizing every joke he's ever told me.
Yeah. But my point is, you think you, at 12 years old you knew already? Is it you cheat?
I think I did.
Oh wow, that's weird.
I think I knew the jokes weren't mine.
Like, and you don't deserve the clap, but because of the guts, you're happy.
No, I was happy because they liked the jokes I found, because I did a lot of research. And a lot of jokes online are bad. They're just funny jokes.
Yeah.
And I did like hours and hours and hours of research.
Yeah.
So I found the best jokes. Even now, if you were to type the joke, you probably won't find it online. That's like, I really found a, like,
you a, destroy
a,
you.
I found a really obscure, you can't find it, did like the dark web joke.
Do you remember
joke.
One joke when you were young? Just one. It could be very funny. If okay, think about
I
that.
I remember the one I failed.
Okay, it's always like that. Okay, tell me the failed joke.
It was a long joke. I don't remember everything, but how it works, how the joke works. Long story short, is that this guy, he named his horse Hallelujah, and
he's already a Reader's Digest joke.
Yeah, pretty much, or
a Bazooka joke.
He named his horse Hallelujah, and he said. And he was like running down, he was like bringing his horse, and he was like on a road trip or something, and eventually he sees a cliff, and he's telling the horse to stop, but he's always failing, and then eventually he finally stops. He's like, Hallelujah. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the joke. I failed because I said Hallelujah too early.
Whoa.
Yeah, yes, I don't know why. But you see, the point is, like, you have to, like,
you should do this joke for the lady when, where's your brother? I don't know, but it's the guy in the horse. You know what I mean?
Or just go ahead.
Okay, so you feel good. Did you drink after?
No.
You did not drink?
No.
Did you stay there?
I stayed for the
You
stayed
there, right? You need to
absorb the attention.
I'm the part of the team now. I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
So what was the next show after that?
So I got, believe it or not, the worst advice in comedy like that week. Where, like, I got really
before
nice...
Before or after the show?
After the show. I think it was, like, 2 weeks later.
Okay.
I think I performed again.
At the UCC?
Yeah. So, at the UCC, there was a comedian who was also a friend of mine. And he gave me the worst advice ever, which was...
And it's you? Is it your friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a nice guy. But he gave me the advice of, do this room. It's a small room for, like, a year until you feel very comfortable with comedy. And then afterwards, do the big clubs, like the Communist, Comedy Works, etc.
Okay.
And that's, like, the worst advice you can give any comedian, because you want to... Every comedian should be doing as many rooms and as many places as possible.
Yeah,
so it was the worst thing he possibly could tell me. So I, for, like, 6 months...
Sleep at the UCC.
I did only UCC.
Ugh. What is the name of this guy? Can you tell him? Are you shy?
In this case, I'd rather not say it.
But you said he's your friend.
Yeah, but I don't want him
so
to, like...
So he's not your friend.
No, he's my friend. He's a good friend. But
he's a good friend?
In this case, like...
You don't want to remember he said that to you?
No, he knows. Like, I tease him all the time over this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, now I do. So like, remember when he gave me that shitty advice?
Yeah.
But I don't want people to be like, let me find him and be like, you gave terrible advice around you. So
at the time, maybe for him, it was the best advice. Because who he is, anyway.
He is a comedian in the city.
No,
that's
is
why.
It a pro?
No, I wouldn't consider him a pro.
And at the time?
So, yeah.
He was not a pro. So maybe it was a good advice for him. For him to tell you that, and you realize that was not a good
advice. It took me, I think, 6 months of doing UCC, and it was a comedian named Leonard Yale. He came up to me, he's like,
shout out to Leonard Yale.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And he came up to me, he's like, kid, you're better than this place. You should be doing the clubs downtown. And I'm like, oh, thanks. And that's when I'm like, communist.com, open mic. And
okay, so how many shows you did at the UCC before to go to the Nest?
I think 8, 9, or 10.
So every week?
And if, let's say, every show, there's 2 shows a month, let's say.
Okay.
And sometimes you put me on every show, but sometimes I would skip. So that's why it took about 6 months, because some shows skip. And so I did that for about 6 months before I'm like, let me see other places.
So you went to the Nest?
Yeah, then I did the Nest.
So let's talk about the Nest. Because, you know, it's another world. Because the UCC is very shitty bar.
Right.
Okay? You know, you play and you have the the neon would play like that behind you. You know what I mean?
You have the background noise, the slot machines.
Exactly. Yeah, you arrive in the beautiful comedy club. You know, and just when you arrive at the old forum, you know, it's upstairs. It's, you know, they have history there.
Yeah.
So you go and you take the elevator. You take the elevator and you take another elevator and you arrive, see? And you go inside, it's beautiful.
That's something.
And you say, okay, so you remember where you were in the lineup this night?
Again, probably towards the middle.
Okay, yeah. So you're lucky guy. Do you remember what?
The Comedy Nest. Why am I having trouble remembering? Honestly, I can't remember.
So, you're ready?
Hmm?
Because you did a minimum 10 show?
Yeah, I did quite a few shows at this point. And I was meeting people who were doing comedy for the first time, too. And, like, I'm like, I feel more confident than they did. But it was still, like, it was exciting.
Yeah.
To perform.
So, when you went there, how it was?
It
went well. Oh, you know, the way you talk, you know, the way the people respond. Because you know what I mean? Your first 10 show is in a shitty bar with nobody care and you have heckling, you arrive in a professional place. Sometimes it's just you should be good, but sometimes it's a distraction too because, oh, okay, it's pro, the sun is good, the light is great, people are here for that.
So
You did well, like off 10.
I know my material very well. So I could do it like with my eyes closed.
Okay.
It's tough,
eyes closed.
Yeah.
How are you, everybody?
Well, that's the thing. I felt like my eyes were closed.
My family don't like me. You have a brother? Shut up. You know what I mean?
The Nest has really powerful lights.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And that threw me off. I wasn't expecting it. Oh, I was like...
Exactly my
Where am I?
Yeah.
Who am I?
Yeah. Me, I love to see the people.
Yes.
If I don't see the people that I like to show, I paranoid.
Yeah, now I've gotten better at the Nest where I'm like, my eyes adjust to it and I'm like, oh, I could kind of see the crowd.
Yeah.
But I remember for the first few times doing the Nest, like I just...
I mean, it's the light, it's the Nest, it's the comedy club. You want to be part of the team, you know? And the mic is great. I can understand myself, you know? So you never saw the red light?
I did see a red light. The red light. The guy, I think it was Theo or it was Peter, who before the show said, "Hey, go on stage." The lights were still on, but he's like, "Look at the red light. You see it?"
Oh, okay. Yes.
So he's like, "This is where the red light will be."
So he was enough kind to show you.
I didn't ask it. He was just like,
"Exactly."
He knew it was my first time.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Here's the lights. There you go. Done."
Right, so now when you get out.
Oh, it was Kirsten Finch, the host of my first time.
Kirsten.
And I think the last name is pronounced Finch. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right.
So you don't remember the name of the people in general in life?
Oh, I remember the host.
We have Eva something. Christian Slang. You have the UCC. I don't remember. I don't remember who hosts my first show at the UCC. You know what I mean?
Know.
Oh, yes. So he's not there, the owner, huh?
No, he was busy.
You always say that. So what did you order?
I got a tea because...
thank you so much. Merci. And me, I ordered a cappuccino because last time was a merci beaucoup. Très gentil. Make some noise, buddy. Normally, the
Thank
other...
Thank you.
He choked because he's shy. But I love you, Tony. Did you play here, by the way? I think the first time I met you, it was here.
Yes.
Open mic Peroni. Remember when you get out of the session, great job, you say, ugh.
I don't think that was the first time we met. I think we met before that, but yeah.
The first time I played with you was here, no?
Yeah, no, you're right. It was.
Where did you see me before?
Well, I know Grumpy's and the...
Grumpy's. Grumpy's. But I never talked to you.
Oh, no, we performed at the world's smallest. Open mic.
Yeah, but did I talk to you?
Yeah, you said to get a good job, buddy, and then I'm like...
Here at Peroni, we talk a lot.
Yeah, we spoke more here.
It's like, I say, hey, I want him in my podcast, you know what I mean? And remember?
I'm a pretty face.
No. You like yourself, huh?
Yeah, it's a relative term, but yes.
You like yourself?
Yeah.
Fun?
I'm confident in my own skin.
I like
making fun of myself because I'm comfortable in my skin. I didn't pour anything out, but sure. Cheers.
He's there again.
Yeah, making it seep.
No, I know you Are you hard with yourself about the comedy? Like if somebody said a great job?
Yeah, I am. I'm hard with myself.
You know,
you're
never happy?
There are times where I am, but
remember where you're the
especially in the beginning, I was like, yeah, like I was thinking everything. I'm like, yeah, I'm amazing. Now it's like I'm more aware of like if I made a mistake or something like that. Or like sometimes it could go okay, and I'm like, like recently I would do a set and the set goes well. Like I know my jokes are gonna get a laugh here and here, but I'm not getting a roar. And that bothers me because then I have comedians who I know are better than me and they're just getting, when they go on stage, they get roar after roar after roar after roar. And I'm like, fuck, that's what I want to be. I don't want to be just, oh, I'm funny. I want to be, I'm fucking hilarious. So
I know, but when somebody said, great job,
right.
Why you don't take it?
Well, I think I say thank you very much.
No, he said, ugh.
It's because it's...
Remember, it was here. So Wednesday night open mic, they made a... For the first time, an open mic here.
Yeah.
Normally, it's always a weekend.
Because I didn't perform as well as I usually do.
Oh, like that.
Yeah.
You don't accept my. It's like, thanks for.
It's like, I thank you
but
for the compliment.
I was shit.
But yeah, I know I was shit. I didn't perform as well.
Okay.
My jokes didn't get the same laughs as where it should.
Yeah.
So like,
but this is why we love comedy. Mm. Because we are never happy. We always can be better. No, you can
leave if
you want it. But yeah. So, you get out of the nest. You're happy.
Oh yeah.
Did you drink?
No. I drive.
Did you record?
And I live very far.
Okay.
Well,
did you record hard. Yourself?
The first I think I did. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's in my archive.
Remember if other comics said great job?
Yeah, the comics I met, they were like, hey, you did well. Good
so
job.
You go home.
Actually. Not the first time at the Nest, but like the third time at the Nest, I did a good job. I got a good set. I actually got a roar at the end, and I was like, yeah. And I left, and I went back in the green room, and I'm like, oh, and I was like so excited, and I did so good. And Peter Radomski says, here's the funny thing is, you did really good now, but that means nothing. I'm like, why are you crushing my hopes and dreams?
Wow, yeah.
But no, in hindsight, I know what he meant. He meant like...
No, he meant I'm jealous.
No.
Good luck.
He meant it actually in a very sincere way, which is like, don't make success get to your head. And like, keep on working at yourself. And it's actually a very good thing.
Yeah, but at the same time,
yeah,
take it. Because tomorrow it's done. But tonight, take it.
Right.
You should say, take it. Enjoy it. But after 12, it's done.
Right.
But at the same time, the way you explain me that, like you said, who are you to say that to the guy? You know what I mean? It's the third time at the Nest. Did you ask him or he went to you?
No, well, he just said it out loud.
Exactly my point.
But like he meant it more like he knows I'm new, and he meant it in a very like I wanna. Not teach you the ways, but have to.
Yeah,
like,
I think
he meant it in a sincere way. Like,
so, what did you learn about that? Well, about what he said?
Well, it took me a while for me to process what he said.
Exactly
like,
my
for
point.
For a long time, I'm like, I just felt like my hopes and dreams are crushed.
Exactly my point, man.
But eventually,
you figure it out.
Eventually, I figured
about
out
about what he said, but it was not clear at the time.
No, but also for you at the time, like
exactly,
I know nothing.
Exactly, you never said to somebody, you just say good job.
Right.
Let's. You're gonna bomb so many times. Let's enjoy that now. You know what I mean? Because this, the guy said, no matter what you think now.
It didn't like ruin my night or anything.
No, but yeah. you took you how many times to process that?
It took me like a few months. Because
exactly
I'm
my point. No, you're not slow. You're the guy, you're the kids who at 12 years old go on stage.
Yeah,
see,
I'm an intention.
No, you know, sometimes it's if you ask, can you give me a. Some tip about the night, you know. He said, you know, it's beautiful, but it's nothing at the same time, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But what is nothing? You know what I mean? When he said, it's great, but it's nothing, you know?
I forgot the exact way he phrased it, but...
I know when he phrased it. I don't think it was nice to tell you that, you know? I know you don't want to have a problem with the guy.
No, but like,
and my point is you remember like not understanding. Now you know what he said.
Yeah, well, now I understand. It took me a little while, but I'm slow to understand what he meant by it. It's actually a good thing.
It's like anything else. Good job, you. Je sais pas moi. You paint a beautiful Homer Simpson, but calm down with that, you know, because doesn't mean anything. It's like you said, open dream, you know. Dream big, but don't dream too big.
Well, I think it's more like understand that there's good shows and bad shows.
Yeah.
And that if you think of yourself as so good, then
but you don't know already that.
I think when you're young and when you're
you did 10 times UCC.
Yeah, but that's another thing because like let's say I did UCC, right? At UCC, I always got laps. I never bombed. I never bombed, not once.
Really?
Yeah, not once. I didn't bomb at UCC at all.
For your first show, you bombed?
No, not at all.
No?
I did really well. Okay. Actually, one of the jokes I still use to this day.
Okay.
And I didn't bomb. So, in a way, hearing that, although at the time it's you knocked me down, it's also a way of saying that you're not perfect. Everyone will bomb.
Yeah, but you never ask.
Yeah, but I think that's on me. I do appreciate what he said. Like, I just didn't understand it at the time.
Yeah. I will never go see some guy said, "Great job, but calm down, buddy."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why?
It's so that people, especially comedians who start, don't get into their heads that like, oh yeah, you're doing good, but you're not the best. Like.
Yeah, but no matter what tip I'm gonna give you, you will know anyway. Because it's the only job that more you do comedy, more you're gonna bomb. More it's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
So more you're gonna enjoy the reward when you kill.
Yeah.
So when he said that to you, doesn't make any sense.
Well, no, because I didn't understand that at that time.
Okay.
Because, like you said yourself, the more you do comedy, the more you're gonna bomb, right?
Yeah.
That's what's gonna happen because you're gonna be trying new things, you're gonna be doing more stuff. And you're gonna bomb essentially, so that when you do have a really good show, it feels really good.
Yeah.
But I hadn't had that experience yet. I hadn't bombed. So.
He doesn't know you, man.
I'm not sure if he knew. I don't think he
doesn't
knew.
Follow your career.
It's true, but I guess it's nonetheless it's.
So when you when you bomb, did he say, "Don't worry, you bomb. You're gonna kill someday," like the reverse?
Yes, actually, yeah.
Okay, let's go there.
It took me, that happened not too long ago, actually, where I bombed at the Nest. It was my first time bombing at the Nest.
So what do you mean bombing? Just because nobody was there, or you did not perform well?
I was doing a lot of dirty material because I had a big dirty show coming up, and I was at the Nest, and I was working this dirty material, and the crowd was just not digging this dirty material. I got like a few laughs.
Okay.
Actually, the Nest is like my favorite and my least favorite place to perform because my jokes, especially now, are like kind of on the dirty side and they're really good for like young adults, so like 18 to 25. But after like 18, so like the Nest.
I'm 26.
Yeah. The Nest gets people who are like from Dawson College right next door, and then you get like people who were like going on a date with their family thing. So I could see it. Sometimes I'm performing and I have someone who's like middle-aged in the front and they're not laughing a single time. Yeah. They're like,
yeah.
And then yet you have the right next to him, you have an 18-year-old kid from Dawson and he's a knob. He's like, he can't stop laughing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is my demographic and this is not my demographic.
No, but at the same time, it's the cold place. You know what I mean? When it's open mic and you have 20 person in this big room, it's not easy. No matter what kind of joke you have, good luck. You know what I mean? And it's rarely 20 person at the front.
Right.
So you have 5, 6, 4, 2, you know, it's good. Yeah. And it's big.
So
you know what I mean? So you it's why I said what you mean when you say you bomb.
So I bomb because some jokes that I do expect a laugh sometimes got no laugh. And I was like, "Oh shit." Okay. And
but you did not bomb because you forgot your joke.
No, but
you did not bomb because you're not strong on stage.
Well, actually, I did too, because after you bomb a few jokes, for me, this is a bad habit I do have, which is when I do start bombing, all of a sudden my performance starts going down and my energy starts going down, which is not a good thing.
No,
it's something
you're supposed
I'm
to fight.
Yeah, you're supposed to fight it and keep on going. So that's at that time, I think that did happen a bit, and maybe the crowd felt that too. So anyways, I got off stage. Some comedian said, hey, you got some good laughs here and there. And then I'm like, yeah, but overall my performance wasn't good. So when I went back to the green room, I'm like, I bombed. And he's like, yeah, the best bomb. It's normal. It's good that you could acknowledge when a show goes badly, yeah, because that only makes you better as a comic later.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he really does mean in a good way. So
yeah.
So there's my point.
No. Yeah, no. I understand. I never said he hates you.
Yeah, no.
My point is,
I feel like I wasn't explaining myself properly.
No, my point is, I will never go see a new guy who kill and explain something if he never asked me who I am. You know what I mean? Me. Every time I saw you, I said, good job.
Right.
No matter.
He's so nice. He's such a nice guy.
It's because it's already tough. No matter if you kill or you bomb.
Yeah.
Who cares? The tough part is to go on stage. You need to respect that. A lot of people don't respect that. They just see the guy, hey, he bomb, man. I say, yeah, he bomb. But he tried.
Right.
Is it your turn? Yeah, okay, good luck. You know what I mean? Stop trying to destroy people who try something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I respect more people who bomb.
Yeah.
And I see him the next week after. Yeah. Yes, man. You're a real one. Because I saw a lot of guys aren't there, you know, I'm a comedian, you know, yeah. They're always fresh. There chilling, you know. I'm with you guys, but when it's time to go to the war, okay, bye-bye, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Start to watch that.
Huh.
Start to watch who is here for the good reason.
Mm.
Who, just pretend you're a manager, okay? Yeah. Sit there, pretend you're a manager. So, if I was a manager, who I will sign? Okay, this guy, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is my point. Who's there for the good reason? And what is the good reason? What is the goal when you start to bombing in the club?
Yeah.
What is the goal?
To get better, to work.
To be better, and yeah, after?
Stage presence.
To pay your rent, ST?
Yeah.
You want to pay your rent?
Yeah.
Or you want to do a day job all your life?
Yeah.
You want to pay your rent?
I'll pay your rent.
So the step is big.
Yeah.
So if you saw a guy drinking, chilling, see, bombing, and said, and always, never be better, so why are you here?
Yeah.
Why, what is your ultimate goal, you know what I mean? Because bombing, it's normal.
Yeah.
But bombing after 4 or 5 years, and not be better, he yeah, said, what do you want from comedy, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to chill, you know?
Yeah.
You want to be, you know, I don't want, you know?
Actually, that's something I question myself. There's a lot of comedians who are hobbyists.
Yeah. But this
is like, they do it like once a month.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I'm a comedian.
No.
I don't know if I want to call you a comedian.
No. If you want to be very tough about that, you can call yourself only if you pay your rent. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because this is the, in the life we live.
Yeah.
What, you pay your rent with comedy?
No.
So you pay your rent with what?
I'm making money from comedy,
yeah,
but not enough to pay rent.
So are you able to talk about your job?
Yeah, well, now I work, to make rent, I just work for a video game company, which is like literally
exactly,
right here.
Exactly, so you are a video game guy, you know, I don't know.
Technically,
if you,
yeah. It's
not technically.
Yeah. But the goal,
you know,
is to make
if
comedy.
If I pay my rent with Subway,
yeah,
I would not say I'm a technically Subway guy. I work at Subway, tabarnak.
Right.
I pay my rent with the sandwich,
right,
and I do a show sometime with comedy. You know what I mean?
Right.
But comedian, it's a job.
It is, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if you said you're a comedian, by the way, and you don't pay your rent with, I will say, don't say that anymore, man. You know what I mean? Mm. Said you try to be a comedian.
Right.
You're in the process to be a comedian.
Okay.
But if you said, I'm a comedian, and you do a show a month, and in general, you bomb.
I feel like a comedian is more like a mindset of like how much you perform, how much you're going out there, if you're taking steps to move forward. For me, that's more of a comedian than if you're paying your rent with comedy, because sometimes that's very hard to do sometimes.
No, it's very hard. It's hard. It's my point.
Yeah.
Listen, okay. Look
at I do understand what you're saying.
No, me. I'm just saying. I'm a professional hockey player, man. Yeah, yeah. I play every weekend with Bob, you know, at the UCC tournament. You're going to say, fuck UCC. You, man. You're not a hockey player, man. Why? why you try to set come, you know, but like you have a different
if you play
end goal.
I feel like if you play hockey,
yeah,
five times a week,
yeah,
and you make a little bit of money from it,
yeah,
like on
but you're
Saturdays,
still not a pro.
No, you're not a pro, but I feel like you could say you're a hockey player.
No, see, no,
it's
but I will, nobody is gonna respect you. Think about that. Think about that. You go in the bar. You cruise a lady. Hey,
cruise
I'm a hockey player.
I'm a hockey player.
Yeah, you where you play? Well, five times a day, five times a week. Yeah, so you're good. Yeah. What category are you? Nowhere, see.
Right.
You know what I mean? So why this is the ego. I don't know what to say that. You know what I mean? To be a comedian, you have to be a comedian.
Yeah.
Point, period. Okay?
Okay, no, I see your point.
I have a snowboard at home.
Yeah.
I would never say I'm a snowboarder, man. Oh, yeah, you're a snowboarder?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I win the UCC tournament. Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Yeah.
What's happened? But the guy who finished third give me the medal. So I put on my wall, you know. Comedian, it's comedian, you know. It's very important to understand that if you say you're a comedian, it's because you do that full time. It's your job.
Right.
It's the reason why you wake up and you pay your rent and you define yourself in the society.
Right.
But if you do one show or two shows a month, you know, and but your main job is it's computer, okay?
Yeah.
But I don't say you're not a comedian.
Right.
I just said if you want to say properly who you are,
yeah,
you have to figure it out. You have to what I pay my rent with what? I'm a professional.
Okay, no, I definitely see your point.
I'm a comedian. I wake up. I'm a comedian. I write. I go bomb.
You go bomb.
I call to book. Okay, I play a headline in a club. You know, I travel.
Yeah.
You know, it's all it's full time.
Yeah.
I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, with the new generation, a lot of people, you know, like I'm a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Are you a YouTuber? So you pay your rent with that? No. So you're not a YouTuber. Are you an? I'm an influencer on Instagram. Oh yeah, yeah.
But you see,
a lot of people take the name off.
I definitely understand what you're saying, and like it's a very good point, and I'm inclined to agree. But at the same time, if let's take YouTube, if I had 1,000 followers,
yeah,
subscribers,
yeah,
and I'm making money from it,
yeah,
not enough to pay rent. It's 1,000. You're making like what $10 a month? I don't know
if you still make money.
Yeah,
but what is your job?
I just work for a video.
No, what is the title of your job? How you see? Explain to the people what you do in life. What is the name? You are a computer gamer.
I guess it would be player agent moderation. It's a little bit. I wear a lot of hats. So
no, man. What do you do? What is your job when you go there? What do? You play video game?
Yeah. So I get put on a video game project.
Okay.
And then, like, depending on what the project needs, I'll respond to it.
Okay.
So, like,
if
they need, like, to moderate it, if they need to support, I wear, like I said, it's a little bit complicated. And it's gonna
try to cruise a lady with that.
No. It's like, hey,
I'm a video game. I play video game. They pay me to test video?
No, I don't test.
You don't test video?
No.
So, what do you do?
Half my job would be player support. So, like, if a player plays a game.
You play a game?
No. Well, no. I play to understand the game, but like I don't test the game.
Okay.
So like you're playing the game, you have a problem with the game, you say, hey, I'm having a problem with the game, I'm like, you're an idiot.
You find bugs?
I don't find bugs, no.
I mean, that's an example. So this, what do you do, buddy?
Yeah, I'm answering you.
No.
So if you're playing a video game, a specific video game. If you play.
Yeah.
And you have a problem with this game.
Okay.
And you go on the website and you're like, and you contact us and you're like, I have a problem.
Who do that?
Gamers.
Nobody do that.
Yeah, gamers do that.
I have a problem with my Mario Odyssey.
Sure.
My Mario, he bug in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call you.
You could send us an email or something.
No.
And then I'll be like, okay, I don't do Mario Odyssey.
No, mate.
But I'll be like, hey, the bug is because of this, do this to solve it. Done. That's one part of my job. Another part would be like, I don't know, forums. If people have a...
Okay, so example, if I said, we are in the same room, okay?
Mm.
And I said to the lady, what is your job? What is the title of your job?
I guess it would be player support.
Okay, and the lady said, what is your job? So I'm a player support.
Yeah.
You're gonna watch me like, oh yeah? You know, that's, you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, because I'm not, I don't do your job.
Right.
Okay, you know that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna say I'm a player support. Okay, oh. Okay. Mm. And he goes, oh yeah, really? I say, yeah. And you're gonna try to explain, to speak with the jargon, you know,
okay,
about the job. And you're gonna figure it out like, I don't know anything. I just want to impress her.
Right.
You know what I mean? On a player sport. Right. You said
I don't think you can impress any girl with.
I know, but because you don't want to give me the real title of your, I have to understand my point about comedian. You know,
yeah.
If I say I'm a comedian,
yeah.
If you say you're a comedian,
right?
I would say, oh yeah, really? You know what I mean? I said, okay, so you're a comedian what? Twice a month. If you say I'm a player sport, I don't know your title.
Yeah.
It's not because part time in my month,
right,
I try to find bugs.
Right. But I feel like,
you know what I mean.
But what I'm saying is that, let's say you were a player support and you did it.
I'm a player support.
You're a player support.
Part time.
Part time. Yeah. You still understand because you're part time how the job works. So
you think that, but this is my point. You don't.
Okay.
Because open mic, it's to one level.
Sure.
After that, you have middle level.
Right.
After that, you have weekend spot.
Yeah.
Because you're middle now.
Yeah.
You don't start middle in the club. Right. They're going to give you, you're going to restart at zero because it's weekend.
Right.
And after that, you're going to start to be middle everywhere. Because I think I'm ready. So you're going to start to do a corporate middle. And you're going to bomb.
Oh, shit.
Because fuck, see, it's another world. And I swear, and I said shitty joke, and I can't. You have to be clean, it's corporate. And now you're gonna go back down and you know what I mean?
Oh, shit, okay.
Until you start to understand the process, because your perception, I don't say you're not a comedian.
No.
I don't talk about you.
Yeah, yeah.
The point is not you. The point is the people who come there and bring I'm a comedian.
Right.
You're not.
You're right.
You try to be a comedian.
Yeah.
Everybody tried to be a comedian. When you are an open mic, like me, and I go bomb, I don't describe myself a comedian. I'm a guy who pay my rent with comedy, and now I'm gonna bomb because I have to try a joke. When I go a corporate and my face is on the poster,
right,
I'm a comedian.
Yeah,
you pay me.
Right.
I have to be good.
Right.
No matter what I have today, the flu, anything. You know what I mean? This is professional. It's 100%.
Yeah.
You know, if I give you name of people, okay. So do you think this guy is a professional? You gonna say yeah or no? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you know. He's a comedian. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I definitely understand.
To be a comedian, to be a hockey player, to be anything you want, you have to do that full time.
Full time.
You need a lot of time before to understand. Because me, you know, it took me like, when I started in French, it took me like, the first 3 years, I never say I'm a comedian.
Oh.
And no, I'm not a comedian.
No, I'm surprised.
I tried to be a comedian.
Right.
I was too shy to set up. Because if you said some, I'm a comedian, say, oh yeah, why do you play? In 2 weeks? In the UCC bar? Can I go see you? I said, no, it's...
No, it's...
You know what I mean? Comedian, it's every night.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree.
And people try to, you know... I did the voice, I'm a singer. No, ST, you did the audition, ST, you bomb. You're not a singer, tabarnak. Do you pay your rent with singing? No, so don't say you're a singer.
Good point, no.
It's a pastime, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I would never disrespect this job like, what is your job?
I can't forget.
No, what is your job?
The player support.
I'm a player support, man.
Right.
No, ST, I'm not.
Right. No, what? I see your point.
It's not because you did a...
It's like killing a dead horse here.
No, it's because you went there.
I was just making the point that, and I do understand your point about like making, if it's a full-time job and you pay your rent, then you're a comedian.
Yeah.
I was making the point of like, if you're working towards being a comedian.
What do you mean?
If you're just like, I don't know, you're performing like 6-7 times a week.
Yeah.
You're making money, but just not enough to make a living. Then...
I mean, sure you do a week.
I do about 3-4.
Okay.
So like, I wish it was more, but
no, it's great.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You know what I mean? If you continue to do that, how many shows I do every week?
I usually do like 5 to 7.
I do 10.
Wow, there you go.
You know what I mean? And it's not good. I would love to do like 20, man. Yeah. It's not New York, it's Montreal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I know, and it's not to be pretentious, like I'm better than you.
My point
is to explain you that.
Yeah.
Full time, it's full time.
Right.
You know, every morning, every day.
Yeah.
I work in the world of comedy.
Yeah.
So if it's not my podcast, it's going to be an open mic. It's not an open mic, it's going to be a corporate.
Yeah.
I work every night.
Yeah.
Every night for the last 7 years.
Wow.
You know what I mean? In English. Before it was in French, sometimes I mix. And I write, I rewrite, you know, I think about comedy. I think about, oh, okay, I could send an email to this guy to send my one-man show. You know, I want to rent a, you know what I mean?
You know, I understand, so, for sure.
How much time you put that energy every day?
Yeah.
You can't. You're
I'm working.
You're, what is a, no, what is
a, why are we repeating it so many
It's
days?
Important, man.
Why?
Because I want you to understand that when you said you're a comedian,
I do understand.
It's because you're a comedian, you know?
I do understand.
It's you want to impress people, good for you.
I was thinking it's more, and I understand exactly.
I know you understand.
I was just saying, I felt like it was a mind space.
It was
like,
not
if you're not you, the, if you're the thinking point. Comedy 24/7,
yeah,
and you're working at comedy all the time,
yeah,
but you're not being paid for it. Mm-hmm. I was going to give the benefit of the doubt, saying you're still a comedian because you think comedy all the time, you work comedy all the time, you're just not being paid for it. But I do understand your point.
Yes.
Of like,
okay,
rising.
Let's go.
Up
let's go there.
I do understand.
Tell me. Let's go there. You know, Amarez.
Yeah.
I consider Amarez a comedian.
Okay.
He doesn't pay his rent with comedy.
Right.
But I have the respect. He's going to be a comedian. He is 100% in the commitment.
Mm.
He have a day job. But in the day job, he think about comedy.
Right.
He live about comedy.
That's
he
my,
eat comedy.
That's my point.
You know what I mean?
I feel like many comedians...
I said me a lot of people went there, chill...
Right.
And pretend they're a comedian because they did an open mic or, you know.
Yeah, no, that I
it's
agree
my
with
point.
You. I'm talking about like Yamarez. Actually, that's a very good example.
Every guy I interview in my podcast have a day job but I respect them.
Right.
Because they know it's not easy to be full-time. Exactly. It's not easy to be full-time comedian.
Yeah.
You have to start somewhere, you know, and you don't quit your day job. The first 3-4 years in comedy, you're gonna kill yourself.
Okay,
I don't say if you're not full-time comedian, you're not a comedian. It's not my point. My point is you recognize. It's why you're here.
Yeah.
I recognize you a comedian. I know if you continue to do what you do, you're gonna finish to pay your rent with your comedy.
Yeah, that's the goal.
But you know my point?
Yeah.
Because it's not my first language. I want to be sure understand that.
Yeah, no,
that
sure.
A lot of people. Go there. Tonight you have a show.
Yeah.
Look with your eyes.
My eyes on my
with
ears.
Manager eyes.
Manager.
And you gotta say, this guy no, this guy is not serious. This guy drink too much. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's not easy to find a comedian who you know someday they're gonna be a comedian.
You're making me blush here.
Why? Why? Yeah, your hands are hot, me are cold, it's weird.
Yeah, no, I'm very hot-blooded.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
So you know my point, but if you take so much time to explain that, it's because we need to do that. Because the goal is people understand too, you know?
It's really no bullshit with the...
No, exactly. Yeah. Man. Because exactly. Why you want to say... why you say you want a comedian when you go 1 week...
Oh,
well,
yeah,
being
I know.
See, and chilling with people, you know what I mean?
I know some people who perform like once a month and they say they're comedians.
Exactly
and,
my point.
And then like, I thought, I was making the point of like Amarez, who like, he has a day job, he's not paying rent with it,
yeah.
But I see him as a comedian, right?
Yeah.
And like, I have a, not like, okay, I have a fun job, it's not, but my mind is in comedy all day.
It's a good job for you,
right?
So you can focus on comedy.
Exactly.
You know? Because normally me, I never do this hour show. I hear because too many noise behind, but I want you so much.
Oh.
And I said, I'm gonna do it. No,
and here I'm gonna cry.
So let's do it. I'm Oprah of comedy.
Do I get like a free whale or something?
You know, my point is, don't be too fat. I know it's fun for the ego. Said I'm a comedian. I put a picture with me on stage on my Facebook. You know, I have that, you know,
yeah.
Because Paul Ash make a so beautiful picture on me on stage.
Nice.
I said I have to put that there. You know,
yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's a longer picture.
Shout out to Paul. So, but you know, it's It's fun to get the reward. Not to say, I'm a comedian. Let the other tell you you're a comedian. Achieve
yeah.
the reward you deserve. You know right. what I mean? Like I do like I do today with you. Like right. I consider you a comedian.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're here? You know what I mean?
Where am I? I don't know.
No, I know you don't know, but this is my point. It's because it's important for me to do the podcast because I want to show to the people we have great comics.
I have to buy your t-shirt now.
Look at that. Neil Jenner. Shout out to Neil Jenner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is Jaron Drew who gave me this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Now I feel bad.
People arrive here and they give me gifts.
Damn. Now I feel bad.
Yeah, I know.
Shit.
You should bring me a video game with a bug. I would say, hey, I'm a professional video game bug.
I have to get you something nerdy. I mean, that's who I am.
No, mate. Let's continue with that. Okay, so you bomb. Peter said to you, don't worry.
Yeah, it happens to everyone. It's good that you acknowledge that you bombed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the same thing, you know, the balance.
I bombed before, but that was my first time bombing at the Nest.
Okay.
And, the balance, exactly.
2 years full-time? Full-time when you have time in comedy?
Yeah, I perform as often.
So when did you start your Eckler show?
So I actually have two shows.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And one show makes more money, but is very niche, and then there's the Heckler show. So I have one show.
So where's the Heckler show?
The Heckler show is the first and third Thursday of every month, and it's at Teal Bar. They used to be called Kennel Bar, but they changed their name. And that it starts at 9 o'clock.
It's on Bishop,
It's on Bishop. Yeah, it's right in front.
Just beside front of.
In front of McKibben's.
McKibben's.
Yeah, it's underneath the Pizza Hut.
the best McKibben's is a great place to bomb.
From Mondays,
with Ben Cadrini, who I consider too a comedian.
Ben's a great guy.
But he have a day job. He's a waiter.
Yeah.
But this guy. You know what I mean?
He's a voice of an angel. Jesus Christ.
What do you mean?
He was on La Voix. And,
You have a beautiful voice.
You hear him sing and you're just like, okay, take me now. Just.
And he listened. He had a great career in music, but the feeling was not there. And he said, let's go bomb in the club. And this guy, he did the best thing. He's funny.
He's very funny.
He's going to succeed. You know what I mean? But the fun part and the sad part of comedy is it's the time. You need time.
Yeah.
You can't cheat. You can't take a pill and I'm funny. You know, you have to do your homework.
And that's actually something that like I always have to remind myself, and it's not easy because there's some people who go faster than others.
Yeah, right? But at the end, it's
not a race.
It's not a sprint.
Right.
Yeah.
But like
it's a marathon. You know.
It's a marathon, exactly. But you see some people who are like, oh shit, this person is already being paid so quickly, or this person's already headlining certain places, and you're like. Especially if you started roughly at the same time,
You
compare yourself, which you shouldn't.
Maybe you should.
Well, like, a bit is
because
okay.
Because the guy headlines because he worked hard.
Yeah, exactly. So there is some comparison that's healthy, but then there's also some comparison where it's like, okay, well, like, but do what you need to do.
So this is why you start to open a comedy show, you can do your own stuff.
So the heckling show, it was started with another comedian. His name is Jacob Meza. He's a great guy.
Shout out to Jacob. He's going to come.
He's
a stripper, right? Sorry? He's a stripper, right?
Yeah, I've heard that. I'm not sure if I could confirm it, though.
But he said that in his show.
Yeah, he does say that in his show.
He said he's a stripper.
I don't know if I believe him. I believe him, but I don't believe him.
We're going to know.
It's no, it would no BS with the SB. Yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
You know what? He's a really good looking guy. This guy works out.
Don't tell him, but I hate him.
Yeah, okay.
Because this guy is from Los Angeles.
Yes.
And he moved to Montreal.
Yes.
Why? My dream is to go to LA.
Yeah.
See,
but it's,
you know what I mean. But for I think it's for a girl.
Yeah, he's dating a girl.
He's
really
in love. So what is the second show? You have the Heckler show.
So the Heckler show. I'll just explain that quickly before going to the second show. And that we made a show in the city that the audience heckles the comedians, and we make
on purpose.
And we make it into a game. So if they say a heckle that is funny. Not something stupid like where's your brother?
You're faster than me. Fuck you, man.
I beat you there.
Yeah.
If you say something funny, like, I don't know.
Richard Mullen, UCC.
You're like the joke.
Is it funny?
It's not funny, but
I think it's funny.
I would start crying. But if you say something funny, I'm like, I don't know if I'm saying like my brother is the favorite child and someone says no wonder or something like that, then it's like, oh, okay, that was funny. We give you points. And if it's like a little bit funny, we give you 1 point. If it's very funny, we give you two.
Okay.
And then at the end, there's like a winner at the end. Of the
yeah, yeah, but what's happened for the comedian? We don't have points? The
comedian gets no points. They're
so
just,
why I will go there?
You get a beer, and it's a good stage time. And
you have a beer.
And it's yeah, we give the comedians a bar, a beer.
I have a beer. What is my goal? To be on stage.
So it's fun for comedians because it's a different experience. Because usually when you go on stage, you just the show is called Crowd Off. So you really get to work the crowd in different ways. So in a regular show, you go there and you just say your 5 minutes. It's very scripted. There's very little room to wiggle around.
Okay, so it forces you to be able to talk with the crowd.
It forces you to interact with the crowd.
So if I go there, I don't do jokes.
Some people don't, no.
No, if I go there and the guy says, "Baloney sandwich," what am I supposed to do?
So if the audience says, and we make it into a game, because if the audience says something annoying and it's not funny, we'll take away points. And you start with 3 points, so it's sort of like they know when they heckle, they have to say something that's interesting.
Okay,
unique.
How did you find this concept?
Me and Jacob, we met, and we were influenced by pub trivia. Pub trivia. The many bars have it where it's like there's someone who's like asking questions and then people answer the questions. So we're just and how pub trivia works, there's rules and stuff. So we took a comedy show and we took pub trivia and we just kind of merged them together, and that kind of came up with our own rules for this heckling game show. That's what it is. It's a heckling game show.
How long you do that?
It's gonna be in a year in November.
Yeah. Well, are you proud?
So happy.
Do you host?
Yeah, so me and Jacob rotate in hosting.
So like every 2 weeks? During the show?
So one show it's him, one show it's me.
Okay. But are you there all the time?
Yeah, for hours, yeah.
Okay, before the door and...
Yeah.
How many comics you book a night?
We book 8 comics.
8 comics?
Yeah.
They
includes a host and the headliner.
Everybody like it?
Yeah, we have...
So why a comedian like to be heckler?
Why do they like being heckled?
Yeah, what they said all the time after a show? Hey man, thanks you.
So, comedians have different comedians have different things. So, some comedians like Reese Turner or Lawrence Korber, they go on the attack. Someone says something and they have fun. They're like, actually, even Amherst like that. They just
Amherst, eh?
Yeah, we don't want the comedian to drill the audience either. We don't want them to like make them feel bad. But if it's fun in a playful way, then people go on the attack. Other people. Like me, I personally like to go on a little bit of the defense, so I could let them have points. So if they're like,
you don't care, but yeah, man, but it's because it's a fake heckling. Because if you say you suck, bitch,
If they say you suck, bitch,
they can say that. By the way, huh?
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
yeah.
So you.
If it's annoying, it depends on the context. Okay. If it's like funny when they said it. Then we will give them a point.
Yeah, but normally if it's funny, it's because the comedian say something before.
Sure. Okay. Like I said, it depends on the car. The worst I ever got is before I even said anything.
Okay.
I got on stage and someone's like, wait, before you start, how many extra chromosomes do you have? I was dead. I had no idea what to say. I was like, just give this man a cup. I'm going to go kill myself now.
With your free beer.
With my free beer, yeah. But like, let's say someone said you suck, bitch. I'll be like, fuck. Are you talking to my mom? Something my mom would. So I play.
So
that
the
way.
Goal is to force yourself
to be willing
to be good, spontaneous. You
exactly,
know what I mean?
Okay. Exactly. And so some people go on the attack. I go on the defense. Sometimes I work my attack. Some people they don't do any material. Some people do material and they be spontaneous. But other comedians they just go up and they're like, so what do you guys want to talk about?
Okay.
But thing is, audience is different, so one comedian got mad. He's like, no one heckled me. I'm like, sorry, like I don't know what to say. Like this is, you can't blame the audience.
Because it was Mike Ward.
No, he's a good guy. I don't know why he didn't get heckled. It's just the crowd, right?
Wow. And what is the other show you said?
So the other show is called the Otaku Comedy Show.
The what?
The Otaku Comedy Show.
Otaku
Comedy Show. Yeah.
So what
and
is
the Otaku? Is someone who's obsessed with Japanese pop culture.
Okay.
Yeah, so Japanese pop culture, I make a lot of Dragon Ball jokes, Beyblade, Pokemon, Digimon, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And So I started the show with another co-producer. His name's Alex Valiente, or AC as he goes on Facebook.
Shout out.
He's also a big nerd like myself. And we partnered up with a bookstore, a Japanese manga bookstore, and we do our show there. It's a bi-monthly, and we've been having good success because it's a very niche market.
People so like what? Like what? It was like a Star Wars coming in night, like.
Yeah. Like, so Star Wars is the West. We do things of the East.
No, but to compare, because
yeah. Because people might not know. It's all like
because you, what you said, like, it's rare. Like,
yeah, it is.
It's not like Star Wars or you know something popular.
So it's getting more and more popular.
I know, but just to compare.
Yeah. Okay. So
because I don't know.
Sure. Sure. So let's say we take Star Wars.
Yeah. Exactly.
There is actually another show in the city called The Nerdy Show, and Troy Stark does a great job.
So what is the concept of if it was Star Wars?
So if it was Star Wars, it would be every the comedians that we put on need to know about Star Wars and make jokes about Star Wars.
Yes.
And we have like 8 to 9 comics.
So why you did not take something popular? Because the what is the
so
the,
it's
like Pikachu.
It's not, exactly.
Like,
it's things from Japan, Japanese pop culture, and it's a very niche market.
I know, but here it's.
Well, it's because there is a community there.
I know, but for a comedian like me, I'm gonna bomb if I go there. I'm gonna say Pikachu 10 times.
And actually, that's sometimes our hardest thing, which is sometimes to find
because
comedians.
You need to know everything about that.
Yeah. So, I think most people make. Jokes on the popular series, like many comedians will talk about Pokemon because they know Pokemon.
Exactly.
They know a series like Dragon Ball or the toys. We all grew up with the toys like Beyblade or Yu-Gi-Oh. So you have a lot of jokes on that.
So you have 5 minutes.
So they have about 5-7 minutes
to make people laugh about that.
To make people laugh about that.
Wow, it's fun. It's just sad. I don't know. Like you said, you know the world of Japanese culture.
Yeah, that's actually the biggest thing. Like. And then we even have like Dirty Nights, which is called Hentai Nights.
That's another show?
It's the same show, it's just like the rated R show, which is called the Hentai Show. And that's Japanese porn, essentially.
Japanese porn?
That was really fun. But we've had a lot of success with this show too, because although it's a very niche market and we have a decent crowd come to our show, there's a convention every year in Montreal called the Otakuthon. And there you have like 23,000 people go, and we've been given events. We've been performing there for the last 2 years, and the last show was in August, and it was like 1,000 people, both shows, and it was spectacular.
Wow!
Yeah,
make some noise for yourself, Bob. Thank
you. I had wonderful acts. Like,
so, what is the next goal for you? Would you like to do that at Zoo Fest, just for laugh? Is it something is in your mind?
The niche show. My next goal is to tour Canada. And ideally in the United States.
Wow.
We're already in talks with some places.
Okay. Wow.
To do the, because there's big conventions. I'm like, think Comic-Con, but like for
that. Yeah, I understand.
So like the Anime Expo, that kind of thing. We want to hit up as many places. And we already perform in front of a room of 1,000. We have like a rated PG-16 show, and then we have a rated R show.
Yeah.
And so we would like to do that like Friday, Saturday, go to every convention. Conventions are 3 days. We do Friday, Saturday. And
I think the extra show should be at Zoo Fest.
So, I was about to say that. So, Heckler Show, I'm thinking of doing off JFL.
You never ask?
Last year, we didn't ask because our show is about to hit a year. It's not a year old yet. It's still changing.
You have to ask. You have to talk to Zoe Radnett. Shout out to Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
You have a great concept. Think about that. The crowd is participate.
Yeah.
I would say that participate with the comedian.
Yeah, with the comedian.
It's a tennis game, you know, clack, clack. Yeah. It's a bologna sandwich. Where's your brother? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to be too much dirty and points, you know, and it's 1 year you did that.
Yeah.
Twice a month. So it's 24 show you made. So you're ready.
Man, I can't do that.
No, and after that, and after that, you have all the winter. And 2020 until Just for Laugh, it's so 1.5. So you it's not like you don't know your concept. Look.
Yeah, well,
you know by heart your concept, and you can adjust. You know.
Yeah.
I would love see you at Just for Laughs Zoo Fest off if you want it.
Yeah.
You, because
well,
I think it's
thing,
a great concept.
Isn't it the same thing now off JFL and Zoo Fest?
No,
they merged.
Zoo Fest is Zoo Fest.
Oh, I thought they merged.
You think they merged?
I thought they merged.
I didn't know they make kids.
I thought it's off JFL / Zoo Fest. Oh. Or dash Zoo Fest.
Maybe you're right. I don't know, but you know, Zoo Fest, it's for guys like you. Mm. Have a weird ID, positive weird ID. You know, different than just stand up.
Yeah.
And this concept don't exist.
No,
I never saw this concept at Just for Laughs or Zoo Fest.
I know heckling shows exist in other cities.
Yeah.
But not the way we do.
No,
it.
No, exactly.
So, in some ways,
you have a structure, you know what
we
I mean?
We really created a game structure.
Nobody wants to heckle a comic in general, the real people.
Yeah, some people are afraid.
It's another mentality, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm going to win points, yes.
Actually, sometimes we get people who come to our show, the heckling show, and they've never been to a comedy show before.
Exactly.
And they're just like, and they're good at heckling. And we're like, please don't do this on a regular show. This is not a regular show. This is a very special show. Don't do this.
So what I should give you for your future? What is your hope in comedy for you?
My hope in comedy?
Yeah, you have dreams, you have a expectation, you have achievement, you know, you have small, medium, big goal. You know, because now how much time you have on stage now, comfortable?
Like how much material?
Like you're proud.
Oh, I could do like a good 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah. You like my 30 minutes
but
best
it's
stuff.
Dirty.
20 minutes is dirty, yeah.
Okay, it's dirty. You're a dirty guy.
I'm more.
You're a dirty comic.
Which
is it by choice?
No, it's not. It's actually something I don't like, and that's something I'm working on now.
Okay.
Which is because when I started, I had a lot of clean stuff. And then for some reason, as I'm running jokes, even the clean stuff, like I have a new joke now, which is I'm trying to write family-friendly material. Whenever I try to write something family-friendly, it becomes incest-related. That is my joke, yeah.
Oh, it's funny.
Thank you. So that's my problem, because I'm trying to write family-friendly,
and I
always become sexual. And it's just like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
So like now I'm trying to make it family-friendly.
No, I think you should start to stop to say why and just go get it.
Yeah, if it's really
because
funny, then I deal with it. But.
Comedy, it's people said that you choose comedy. No, it's comedy who choose you, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's the way you are, you know? You don't choose, you try, like you said, and this is me.
Yeah.
This is me.
Yeah, but like you said, like...
I'm a dirty guy.
It has to... A good comedian, I find, should be able to write jokes on anything.
Yeah.
And so
I am. Yeah, but if you don't feel the joke.
Yeah, you have to feel the joke. That's true.
You know what I mean? Ugh, you know what I mean?
No, I get you. I get you completely.
Sometimes if you focus on who you are, you're going to take time to make money because until people said, "Hey, this guy is funny, he's dirty, but he's funny." You know what I mean? It's your crowd, you know what I mean? It's you. If you do a joke you don't like, just to be clean.
I do. That's another thing too. If I perform, I want to be in love with my joke.
Exactly.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there are, I have made exceptions. I've noticed that when I'm not in love with my joke,
The
joke doesn't do so well. So I am looking to do a...
Hey, you just start, by the way. Yeah. It's not like you're done, it's too late, I'm a dirty guy.
Oh, No. It's just funny because I started very clean. Like, very, very clean.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like
very
super
dirty.
Yeah. It's just getting dirtier. It's like, God, my cleanest joke is the incest one I just said. And I just want to work on... that. So for myself, I do see the things I have to improve on. Which jokes I have to start writing or how to...
So like tonight, you host?
Tonight I'm not hosting, no, Jacob.
So tonight what do you do? What is your job tonight? Just...
Tonight I'm going to do...
You're going to do a spot?
I'm going to do a spot.
Okay, okay.
So I'm still there to like...
Oh, okay. So if you don't host, you're... Last question, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think the Expo are back?
The Montreal Expo?
Yeah. You think?
No, they're not.
Why are you sure?
It's...
You think it's bullshit?
I don't see them bringing it back. If we can't get the Nordzik in Quebec City, I don't think we're going to get the Expo.
Yeah, I mean, Nordzik and Expo, it's two other story, man.
I know, but I feel like there's more passion for Nordzik, like a lot more, and we haven't had it. And then
the NHL never said the Nordzik is going to come back. But
they always think that.
They build a stadium for nothing. Think about that. Yeah, but they this is serious.
Yeah.
This if you know the the story.
Yeah.
They have big heads behind that, look, who already know where they're going to build the stadium. They know, for the last 6 years, we encourage the Blue Jays because we want back our team. Right. And we prove to Rob Manfred, the commissioner, that we can, every year, 100,000 people go see a preseason game. And it's not the Expos, the Blue Jays. First, are you a fan of baseball?
I'm not a big fan.
Do you have experience with baseball?
I have a big experience. I think every high school kid played it a bit. And
okay, but you never saw a baseball game.
I find baseball very hard to watch. It's fun to play.
No. You, outside. Did you see Toronto?
No.
So you're not, it's not in your culture. So
I've tried. I just can't.
If the Expos are back, you don't see yourself like chilling outside with hot dog and beer. Yes. You know what I mean?
No, because I feel like I'm a hockey fan. I don't follow religiously, but if the Habs make it to the playoffs,
we're gonna go there.
I'll probably watch the game.
For you, baseball, it's like if I said cricket.
No, it's more than cricket there, but
okay. But if I said,
I'm not. I don't follow hockey as much as I should, okay. And I'm a hockey fan.
Okay.
I won't invest my time in baseball.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, but I respect that. No, because it's not at the same time.
Right.
Because me, when I was a kid,
right.
When the hockey finish, it's baseball. When the baseball finish, it's hockey.
Sure.
So I always live like that, you know?
Sure.
Until they move, you know?
Right.
So I don't want to force you to like, I want to, you're honest, you know?
Yeah, no BS.
So you don't believe it, and you don't care.
I'm not a big baseball fan, so...
So you don't believe it?
I don't really care. I don't believe it because I feel like...
If
Nordic can't happen, I don't see the Expo happen.
Do you think the Montreal Canadiens is going to make the playoff in 2019-20 season? You just answer.
I don't know. It's not that I don't believe in them. I feel like there's stronger teams. But
I predict they will not make the playoff.
You're not?
No. I don't think... Because last year, they should make the playoff. They missed by 2 points.
Yeah.
And I don't think this year they're going to have the same drive. And you know what? The other team are better.
Yeah.
They have more. They buy more new player.
Yeah.
And we did nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think... I don't remember.
I have a weird theory.
Okay.
Which is that the Montreal Canadiens, the next time they'll win a Stanley Cup, is when the team has... actual Quebecois,
to have actual Quebecois is because the Nordic will be back,
maybe,
because at the time was the same problem. When the Nordic arrived, the Nordic hire all the best French Canadian, and Montreal have no choice to do that. So when they do that, they have rivalry. They start to. It's why it was so intense. Because you have 10
rivals.
French
rivals.
Okay. You have 10 French Canadian in each team, you know?
Yeah.
So it's why everything explodes, you know?
Whether it be Patrick Roy or whatever.
But I think this is done. I don't think we're going to see a lot of.
Hat.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Huh? So, playoff or not?
I think you know more than me, so I think I'm gonna.
No, but you're a fan. You said.
Yeah, but I don't follow religiously. I pretty much.
No, man. Okay, so just by last year they don't make the playoff.
Yeah.
This year they're gonna make it, or not?
Probably not. If that's the case.
No playoff for you.
I would love it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love the Habs. I want them to succeed.
What do you hope?
I hope they make a knock on wood.
They win nothing with the Stanley Cup, buddy.
I know, but still, it's a nice hype, and I'm just knocking everything over.
Listen,
here.
They're going to win the Stanley Cup when the Expos going to win the World Series.
Oh, God, that's
you know what I mean?
You're making me cry.
Thank you so much, buddy, to accept my invitation.
No,
it was the fun part was... when you bomb and you know when you explain me how to focus in this business, and when we have an argument about what is a comedian, was a beautiful. It's why I do that.
Yeah, no, it's no BS. So that's well said.
And it's not like I always say podcast because people know what is podcast, but it's not a podcast. It's more two guys have a great discussion about anything. We talk at the same time, you know. But this is my concept. And I'm happy you arrived at 100%. It was fun. No matter if later you rewatch it, I don't think
after
about that.
After I rewatch it, I'm going to cry. And be like,
no, no, you did very
well. Why did I say that?
You did 1 hour and a half. No. You did well.
It was fun.
And listen, don't give up, okay? I know it sounds cheesy, like, but trust me, don't give up. You're amazing. You're a good comic. I saw you.
Appreciate it.
And I will always be there to encourage you. Anytime you need me, you say, bon, I think I'm going to quit. No. Let's see, you don't quit, tabarnak. Let's go bomb at the Grumpy's.
Thank you.
Love you, man.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, let's go and see cruise get girls with your job.
Oh, God.
I'm a monitor player.